Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Well, 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 we are here on the Millionaires Roundtable, and I have to tell you, we are about to talk about one of my favorite topics, period. And I have to just open it up by saying this: 'twas the day after Christmas and all through the house, every creature was hurting, even the mouse. The toys were all broken, their batteries were dead, and Santa was passed out with ice on his head. And Mama was sad because nobody was near to see the Christmas bill she'd be paying all year. I have said that on the Steve Harvey Show. I've said it on Good Morning America. I've said it on Home and Family. And I am repeating it again right here for you today. And to talk to us about giving our children a true gift for Christmas is none other than my partner at JP Morgan Chase. Cassandra Betts is a community manager right here in Chicago, Illinois, for community and business development. Welcome to the roundtable, Cassandra. Oh my God, what a topic, what a topic.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Lynn. I am so excited to be here. And yes, I love anything that is relatable to finances and kids. One of my absolute favorites to talk about.
Yeah, because you know what? We've got to get to a place where, you know, I have this firm belief system. I mean, you know, I tell people all the time, if you don't agree, okay, that's fine. But I honestly think that the school curriculum should be reading, writing, arithmetic, money, right? Ooh, yeah. Just because you know how to add doesn't mean you know how to build wealth and get your money straight. And I think that those topics come before everything else. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying photosynthesis is not important. All I'm saying is, unless I'm going to be a botanist or something, you know, I might need to understand how to handle my money more so than, you know, figure out when the flowers bloom and when the sun comes out and all those things. So that's my belief system. So I'm so excited about what it is that you're here to talk about today. And I'm so excited about the changes that I think are going to be made. And I'm going to tell my listeners right now, everybody, you know, go grab a friend, a family member, a sibling, mom, dad, brother, sister. This is for grandparents. This is for uncles and aunts. This is for parents. This is for anybody who has any children in your life and you love them. And the whole idea is we want them to be responsible, free, good citizens. And there's no better way to do that than to give them the things that they need to be healthy. So give kids the gift of financial health this holiday season. What are you going to put under the tree? Whatever you're thinking about putting under the tree, I want you to wrap this up. Wrap up the idea that if you teach them how to be independently wealthy, how to be financially stable, how to manage their credit, then ultimately at the end of the game, because I have three children, because at some point I think they're going to either have to take care of me or at least keep me company. I don't want you broke around me, okay? I want you to be financially free. So the holidays are about giving, but what if, in addition to the latest gadget or trendy clothing, you could give your child the gift of financial health? Chase has a great way to do that. Cassandra is here to talk to us about it, and it empowers children to learn the things that maybe we did not learn. So, Cassandra, first off, tell me this. This idea about getting behind, you know, I should say getting behind this idea of getting kids into the banking system at a young age. Tell us about that.
Yes, Lynn, you are just preaching. And I love that you are so passionate about this, because just like you and I, there are so many others that are passionate about being financially healthy and then transitioning that information and knowledge to our kids. Many of the financial habits that we learn as adults, we learn as kids, learning about how to save, learning about how to budget, having healthy credit. These are all things that are important to building a strong financial foundation that's going to follow you as you transition into your adulthood life. So I think about nowadays, many kids learn about money while they're out shopping with family. They're learning about money when they're asking and bugging us to buy V-Bucks for these video game systems. At least I know my boys do. And they're picking up a lot of knowledge from social media. But as more transactions are happening digitally, you know, kids can actually lose touch on real-time discussions about the value of money and how to think about purchasing, how to think about things that they should be buying for their needs versus their wants. I think about my own two kids. I have two boys, ages 12 and 6. And we discuss money, we discuss savings, we discuss credit cards and debit cards all at the dinner table. You know, these are important conversations that should be had. That's something that I didn't get when I was growing up. I don't know about you, Lynn, but I did not get a lot of conversations at the dinner table about money. It was kind of like a hush-hush thing. But we are in a different time, and those things should be looked at, you know, differently. So we're having real conversations about earning money, about how to create your own savings goals as a kid. You know, my 12-year-old, he wanted to spend money, some of his allowance that he gets, on buying this video game. And I had him sit out and create an actual action plan, you know, high level on how to kind of get him there. I am a firm believer that if you start today, it will impact their tomorrow. So start having those conversations now. It is so important now more than ever to teach your little ones about money habits. And so one thing that I am so excited about, so passionate about, is that here at Chase, we've actually made it really, really easy for you all as adults, as parents, as aunts, uncles, grandparents to manage kids' allowances, to keep track of their chores, to teach them about financial education. And all of this can be done super easily from our Chase mobile app. So one of my favorite things is our Chase First Banking account. This is an account that is a debit card that's specifically designed for kids ages 6 to 17. And don't worry, you will not have any fees on this account for the little ones, and they will not be racking up any service fees. But it is a great, great place to start in order to give the gift of financial health this season.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So many great things here. I have to tell you, when you talked about, you know, the conversations you're having with your, you know, your kids about whatever it is related to money. I remember my daughter, my youngest daughter, she's in college now. She's in her last year, about to graduate from Howard University. And she was, I think, 12 or 13, and she was having trouble with algebra. My oldest is like a math genius, but the other two, they're like, they could do without math. They only need to count their money. And she comes home and she says, Mom, I'm just so frustrated. I do not need algebra. I need to learn how to do my taxes. And I just, you know, she's like, I'm never going to use algebra a day in my life, but I need to know how to do my taxes. I'm thinking, you don't even have any taxes, but okay.
You know, I'm glad she was exposed to that.
Yeah. It's, you know, when they get the knowledge, like they're like little sponges, and they soak it all up and they start to, you know, make different decisions. So everything you're saying here is just so, so right on point.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Let me ask you this. Tell us about this unique gift idea for the holiday season and why kids won't feel like they've received a lump of coal in their stocking. You know, because we can tell them that this is good, but they need to kind of feel like it's good too.
Oh, you know, you are so right. Oh my goodness. So first, Chase First Banking makes it really, really easy, but it also makes it fun for the adult and for the little one. Let me just share a personal story. I surprised my six-year-old for his birthday earlier this year with his Chase First debit card. And he was just so excited. Lynn, let me tell you, when he opened it up, this is on his sixth birthday, he said, "Mommy, I have a credit card?" And I said, I had to laugh. I said, "No," I said, "it's not a credit card, but it is your own bank account and you have your own card and you can manage your own money and save." So he was just super excited about it. One great tip I'll share with you, if you go to chase.com/parents, check out our site. There's so much information and resources for you as the parent or the adult. And for the kids, a lot of interactive articles with lots of pictures and just gets them really, really excited about their first banking account. Now with the account, so I know some of you may be thinking, oh my goodness, what is a six-year-old or a 14-year-old gonna do with a debit card? I have to monitor it. I have to make sure they don't go crazy swiping, because trust me, my little ones, they will try to take their card and go to a store and just swipe it until they can. And so don't worry, as an adult, you are the owner of the account, but you will be able to assign chores for the little ones to complete on the account. You can assign monthly or reoccurring allowances. There will be different sections that will allow the kids to view where they can spend at, how much money they have. My favorite part about it is there's also a savings section. So with that account, the kids also have the habit to get into a savings mode and be exposed to it. So it's super easy to be able to control as the adult for the little one. And then it gets them exposed to real life money management. You know, that's important. I think about what you just said and how when your daughter was younger, you know, she was talking about taxes. And so that is super, super important to get our little ones exposed to good money habits. That way it follows them into their adulthood life and they can have a solid financial journey as they are entering adulthood and into the real world.
You know, it's so funny because I think it really gives, it sets them in reality, right? It literally sets them in a place where they understand what's happening. And it's the difference between if you try to give someone a calculator and tell them 1 + 1 = 2, well, they see it on the calculator. But when they actually get one apple and another apple and put it together, then there's understanding. So when we pay for things for our kids, when we just walk around and they have clothing and they have, you know, electricity and they have gas, it's like a calculator life. But when they actually get the card, they get this Chase card, now they're actually putting some real value on the things that they have quite frankly been blessed with. And I think it gives them a different level of gratitude and responsibility. So much so that that same child, when she was younger, was concerned about her taxes. And now that she's gonna graduate, I said, "So Kennedy, what are you gonna do, you know, right after you graduate?" And she says, "I'm going to be a stay-at-home daughter." Like, what? Have you ever heard of a stay-at-home daughter? Like, not live at home with my parents.
Yeah, that's
a stay-at-home daughter is somebody who's kept and taken care of and doesn't have to worry about anything. So I just thought it was funny because, you know what? Because she's been managing her own finances and expenses since she was literally about 6 years old. She was 6, Taylor was 7. And my oldest daughter, Sydney, was, she's 5 years older. So she was 12. They had their own checking accounts. When they would go to school, they wrote their own checks out for lunch, you know, for gym clothing, you know, all of those things. And it really, so to what you're saying, for all those parents and aunts and uncles out there who think that your kids are just going to go crazy, they're really not. When they're spending their own money, it just kind of puts things in perspective. And so, you know, this oversight that you have with the Chase program is going to be amazing. And hopefully your children won't want to be stay-at-home kids when they become adults. Because they learn so much about how much it takes to actually get out there and live on their own. This is just so great. Everybody, we're talking about giving your kids the gift of financial health during this holiday season. And, you know, a prior partner here at JP Morgan Chase shared that our health is a crisis when it comes to our finances. I believe what she said is this is a public health situation when we are not operating right side up in our finances. And I can't think of a better way to do this than to get our kids involved. So, okay, Cassandra. So now that we understand all of this, tell me, how does this work for kids? How do they actually, you know, function with this card?
Yes, great question. So each kid gets their own debit card that can be used only based on the spending limits that are set by the adult, which makes it very, very easy. I won't go into all the details because I want you all to experience it yourself. But from the Chase mobile app, they will be able to earn money, spend money, and then also save money. It makes it very, very easy. You can set up reoccurring allowances that will transfer from your account to theirs. You can assign chores. I put chores on there for my little ones, and they can go in and mark that it's complete. And then I can approve it and put money into their account. I can either put it into their spending account, or I can put it into their saving account. So it serves twofold, to where kids will be able to understand what money they have that they can spend, what money they have that they can save, and they can also even create goals on there for specific saving targets, which is really, really nice.
Wow, this is amazing. I am just elated. And I think that everybody needs to ensure that the child in your life has this Chase card in their Christmas stocking, along with some idea about what they're going to do with it. Sit down, have the conversation, put a plan together, go in and have a conversation with your Chase personal banker, contact Cassandra, contact one of the bankers in your local community. But this really is the beginning, I think, of a long-term solution that is going to reverberate for generations to come. This has never happened before. And quite frankly, it's more than needed. It's exactly what we need right here during this season. So thank you. Thank you so much for this, Cassandra. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
So we're back here on the Millionaires Roundtable. I have Cassandra Betts here in the house. So excited to have you, Cassandra. Of course, we've had such a great time talking about this new gift for the holiday season for our kids. But now I want to talk about this. Five things to do when you get your first paycheck, right? Getting your first paycheck is an exciting experience and an opportunity to kickstart your financial journey. Mapping out your short and long-term financial goals early on will allow you to build a strong foundation for your future. Kind of what we just, you know, closed out talking about. So here's my question for you, Cassandra, because I know everybody is biting their nails, waiting for the answers. Because, you know, all we can think about is our kids are going to want to buy toys, clothing, all these great things. So for all the young folks out there, when you get that first paycheck, what are the five things they should do to help make them the most responsible, but more importantly, to help them make the most out of that first paycheck.
Yes, I can. Oh my goodness. I have so many great things, but we'll narrow it down to five, Lynn. I promise. I want everyone listening to write these down, pause for a moment, just really kind of tune in about five things that you can do to get the most out of your first paycheck. And first of all, if anyone that's listening right now, if you are finding yourself in this situation where you've just gotten your first paycheck, maybe second, maybe it's coming up soon, congratulations. It is an amazing feeling to be able to be in that position where you are getting your first check and feeling excited about being financially healthy. So here are a couple of things that I like to kind of talk about, especially for some of our young folks and some of our young ones that we have in our family, is that learning about money, you know, at an early age is very, very important. And so talking about financially creating some great healthy habits that will follow you into adulthood, these things will really work and prepare you. And that first paycheck is a great moment to kind of start talking about their own financial journey. So five things that are very important. The first thing is to start with opening a bank account. Checking accounts are going to allow you to get your money much faster. You'll be able to go into your local bank. You'll be able to cash your check, but you have to have a checking account. The checking account is like the foundation when you think about your financial journey. So you will be able to easily spend money with a debit card. You'll be able to easily save money. You'll be able to transfer money with Zelle and take care of all of the other banking things that you kind of need to get done. So the first step is to identify an account that's going to work well for you. So your local bank, there are several Chase bankers that can help you if you have questions. You can even visit our website, chase.com/checking. We have a lot of different options out there for everyone. That's going to be the first step. First critical step is having a bank account somewhere. Okay. Step two is going to be setting up direct deposit. Direct deposit is a lifesaver. That will be the easiest way to get access to your money electronically. It'll go into your bank account automatically. You will not have to wait for a paper check and wait in any lines to get it cashed or deposited. Direct deposit takes care of all of that by having your employer sending your paycheck electronically into your checking account. It's going to save you a lot of time. I don't know about you, but I want access to my money as soon as possible. I'm thinking about my money right before payday, even before I get it. So direct deposit is going to be awesome for that.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Are you ready to learn how to build wealth in the stock market? Then it's time for you to join New Wealth University's own finance professor and financial consultant, Erica Blair McGrew, for the Build Your Wealth Portfolio Bootcamp. In this hands-on course, you will learn to set your mind right for investing, determine your asset allocation strategy, develop your investment criteria, and design your investment strategy. So join financial consultant Erica Blair McGrew, Build Your Wealth Portfolio Bootcamp, and learn how to invest in the stock market. For more information about this bootcamp and all of Lynn Richardson's career training webinars and masterclasses, please go to LynnRichardson.com.
The third thing that I want you to be aware of as you're getting your first paycheck and getting acclimated to checking and the banking systems is to get into a habit of paying yourself first whenever you get paid. So whenever you get your paycheck, I want you to turn around and pay yourself first. And here at Chase, we have this really awesome feature called AutoSave. AutoSave helps you reach your saving goals with automatic transfers that go from your checking to your savings account, where you can set it up just like how you want it, forget about it and let your savings grow. So for instance, let me give you an example. You could set up an automatic transfer with AutoSave every time you get paid and transfer $10 from your paycheck into your savings each time. So that way you are paying yourself first whenever you get paid. Even if you're setting up something small, like, you know, $1 a day, $10 a week, whatever it is that you want it to be, because you can make it customizable with what's great for your own savings goals and what your current financial picture looks like. But saving is just really important because you're able to save for unexpected events or for something that you want. So I really want you to get into a habit of paying yourself first whenever you get paid.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program. The Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program will give you lifetime access to all of Lynn Richardson's online classes, books, boot camps, masterclasses, and webinars. That's right, lifetime access. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program. Available only on LynnRichardson.com.
The fourth tip that I have for you when you're thinking about all these things is learning how to track your income and your spending. And I call this budgeting. We all know the B word, the budgeting word. Everyone sometimes is afraid of it, right? A budget can really help you spend less of what you earn, and then you feel more in control of your money. So tracking your expenses, when you do that, you can visualize kind of where your money is going and you can understand your spending habits. A budget is so, so, so important when you think about bringing money home, getting your paycheck, and then what bills you have to pay, what things you kind of have to buy. But I promise you, having a plan for your money often will come with assurance and peace of mind. I promise you that. When you know what's happening with your money coming in and out, you will feel more confident when it relates to your own financial journey. And the very last thing, step number 5, is please, please plan for the future and invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is so important. So if your employer offers a retirement account of some sort, get informed about how it works. Ask questions and highly consider contributing to it. It's very, very important. It's never too early to start saving for your future, for your retirement. I know sometimes you think you are. When I was younger, I've made that mistake where, oh, I'm 21 years old. I have my whole life to save. Had I known what I know now, I would have started saving back then for my retirement at 21 years old, okay? The more proactive you are in planning for your future life events, the less of a burden it comes over time. So that's why it's so important to get into a habit of paying yourself first and investing in yourself for the future.
Thank you so much for that, Cassandra. You know, you just said something, the B word, budget, the one that, you know, these tips are so great. And I wanted to just offer something additional because you are so right. And I know because of the work that you do with people every day, we sometimes have to preface it and make people feel comfortable. This is what I say in my book, Living Check to Monday, The Real Deal About Money, Credit, and Financial Security. I too know that people can get afraid of that word. And I like to look at it as scheduling your money. Imagine, you know, all of the things that you have to do. You have to get grooming done. You have to go to work. You have to go to church. You have a meeting over here. Maybe you've got a business appointment. If you don't have a schedule, you will overbook yourself and you'll find yourself when it's time to go both places that you're either going to disappoint someone else or yourself. So you schedule your time so that you can allocate it appropriately. It's the same thing that you do with your money. You schedule your money so you don't overbook it. Because if you spend a whole bunch of money over here and then you spend a whole bunch of money over there and you didn't realize you don't have enough to spend it in both places, then you are going to disappoint yourself. You're going to disappoint your financial future, and it doesn't have to be. So I wanted to add that to everybody out there who's thinking of these 5 things that you're going to do with that first paycheck. I know you just want to run and spend, but everything Cassandra said is right on. It's spot on. So thank you so much for that, Cassandra. Tell me this before you go. Where can people find out more and how can they get in contact with you?
Yes. No, thank you, Lynn. It is always such a pleasure hanging out with you. To learn more, you can visit our website. So if you go to chase.com/financial goals, there will be a lot of information there. So many articles, so many resources. But more importantly, if you just want to have a real one-on-one conversation with me, I can connect you with a local banker. We can speak about what your goals are, and I can be reached via email, which is cassandra.betts@chase.com.
Yay! Thank you, Cassandra. Hope to have you back. Hope to have you back. Always love having you here. Thank you so much, Chase, for all that you're doing. And everybody, 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 give your kid the gift of financial health this holiday season. Everybody out there, give your kids the gift of financial health this holiday season. And for those of you who are getting that first paycheck, don't forget the 5 things you absolutely must do. I love the Millionaires Roundtable. Thank you so much.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. And yes, we are still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. Whatever you have, we're taking it one at a time. And you can get there. And I'm talking to you. Yes, you. Doesn't matter if you weren't born rich. It doesn't matter if your parents never taught you anything about financial literacy. Doesn't matter if you never had access to the tools and the resources that you needed to get where you were trying to go. Doesn't matter if nobody ever taught you anything about wealth building. What matters is, where are you right now? And are you willing to make a change? Everybody who has gotten anywhere had to start somewhere. And everybody started exactly where they were. Nobody had the privilege or the benefit of just somehow waking up and being 15 steps ahead of where they were. Everybody has to start somewhere. So the thing that I'm going to ask you to do right now is I want you to think about your vision of perfection. You see, in order to end a spending addiction, in order to not be in the system, because I need you to understand, in order for there to be rich people, there have to be poor people. There have to be poor people. They give out an economic stimulus check every few years when the economy is not moving or when people aren't spending money. That's not to stimulate your economy. That's to stimulate the business economy. So they'll give you a couple $1,000s and then they'll tell you to go to the department store so you can cash it in and you can get 20% off, 10% off. That's a temporary euphoria. That's a temporary sense of satisfaction, a temporary sense of relief. You're getting the fish, but you're not learning how to fish. And in order to get to the next level, I want you to have a vision for what it is that you really want. Because when you spend money on things that you cannot afford, in lieu of building wealth, in lieu of saving, I'm not saying that you should never spend money on expensive things. You may choose to do that. I do that. Some of my pieces of jewelry, some of my handbags, they are things that I have made a choice to purchase. They are things that I have chosen to invest in for whatever reason. And you know, ladies, I tell you about the universal purse test. If the purse costs more than the amount of money you can keep in it on a regular basis, leave it on the rack. So if you have a $500 purse, but you cannot put $500 in it on a regular basis, that's not the purse that you get. You go and get the $30 purse if that's what you can afford. So if I'm carrying a bag, understand that I can put that amount of money in there on any given day at any given time. I have access to that amount of money. Now, just because I have access to it doesn't mean I should spend it every day on a expensive handbag, or an expensive car, or an expensive piece of jewelry. Things happen in moderation. Yes, you deserve to enjoy yourself in this life, but do so with a plan. Do so with a vision in mind. So if you want to look good, then what I also want you to understand is, what do you really want? What is your vision of perfection? I have a process that everybody can go through. If you're listening to this, you can call my office right now at 888-LYNN123, or you can go to my website at lynnmillionaire.com, click get help, and go through the process so you can have a consultation with me. And I will put you through the process where you can create your financial vision of perfection. What does your financial life look like? Can you envision it?
If you can envision it, and then if you can make a plan to get there, then it's going to probably halt you from making the decisions that are going to stop you from getting there. It's real simple. I want a happy marriage. So guess what? I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to, you know, hide things from my husband. I'm not going to go out and have questionable activities. I'm not going to do anything because I want a happy marriage. I want a happy home. I want healthy, whole, and happy children. So guess what? I'm not going to run around the world spending money and going on fancy trips and just doing things that I want to do that I should be able to do for myself. I'm going to sacrifice. My children are going to see a mother who works hard, one who comes home every night, unless she's traveling. But if she is traveling, she's doing what she said she's going to do. And nobody has to guess, well, where is she? We haven't heard from her. What is she doing? They're going to see me bringing money back into the household. They're going to see me investing in their dreams. They're going to see me holding them accountable. I want a great business. So I'm going to be loyal. I'm going to be loyal to the end. You can't come to me in my business and try to disrupt it by bringing down the people in it. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. So I'm going to give what I expect and what I want to receive is loyalty. So I am loyal in return. Now I'm going to tell you the truth. If something isn't working right, I'm going to say this isn't working right. I'm going to be honest with you and I'm going to train you because I want great people in the company with my money. I want a retirement plan. I want a pension. I want a 401k. I want to make sure that if something happens to me today, that my legacy can continue on tomorrow without me. I'm not that selfish to think that it can only happen with me. I want it to grow. And as a matter of fact, I want it to be bigger than me without me. How about that? I want it to be bigger than me without me. So I've got the proper life insurance in place and the proper business insurance in place and the proper disability insurance in place. Because not only do I have a vision for my financial reality while I'm alive, I have a vision for it after I'm gone. There should be a legacy. I'm donating money to charity. I'm pouring into people's lives. So what does that look like for you? Yes, you can dream. You have permission to dream. You don't have to stay in the situation that you're in right now because you're in it. We've all been in something. I'm in something right now, but this is not where I want to stay. Now, it's great, but I want to expand. Why? So I can help people. I was just having this conversation with my colleague, sister, friend, and business partner, MC Light. And I said, there are so many things happening in our enterprise. And guess what? It's all happening so that we can be of service to others. We're getting more capacity so we can help more people. That's it. That's the bottom line. So what are you going to do about the problem that you know you have, that you are choosing to have yourself, just like I was when I was living check to Monday? It was because of my own issues. It was because of my own problems. It was because of my own inability and unwillingness to listen to and follow the truth that I was telling everybody else. What truth are you not adhering to? What have you not done? Is it your budget? Many of my clients, and I've got many of you out there who are working with me in one capacity or the next, but you haven't completed your budget. Go get all your bills. Get them right now. Get every last one of them. Go through your bank statement. Take a look at what you spent for the last 30 days. I know it might make you cry. I cried for about 2 weeks the first time I looked at my budget because my check stopped up here and my bills kept going all the way down the page. I've been there. I've done that. I got out of it and you can too. It is time to end your spending addiction on whatever it is because you deserve more. You are more. You're great. You just need to step into your own power. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. I'm Lynn Richardson. You can find me everywhere. LynnMillionaire.com is the website. Follow at Lynn Millionaire, the radio show. LynnRichardson.com, that's me personally. And you can follow at Lynn Richardson on all social media. Don't stop. Don't hesitate. Reach out now. Let me help you. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.